audio listener, leave a rating review if you are on Apple or Android. I'm going to keep this short. Just so you know, Matt Gaetz does. He was supposed to come on the show, but he doesn't. So if you leave a review, include the words, "Where in the world is Matt Gaetz?" Just like Carmen Sandiego. I think they tried to bring that show back. Also, you can't see the little teaser coming, but Change My Mind on Monday. And spoiler alert, I get struck. I don't get hit, but you know, it's okay. I lied, but you should still watch it. Oh, it tastes fishy.
You made it.
I don't know. That's the last time I do. That's the last time I stir my honey in with fish sticks.
Ooh,
damn you, Gordon's. So.
It's Maxwell House fish morning.
Yes. The best part of waking up is fungus in your cup. Now.
Trout.
Yes. Actually, we have some material today on the fish because of China and how they're testing for COVID. But we have Matt Gaetz on the show today.
Boom. Don't say Gaetz.
Gates.
I'm not in Florida. I'm not in Florida. We're in Texas, and I can say Gates.
Don't say Gates.
That's his. I can say Gates. It's his name. Gates. The bill doesn't even say don't say Gates.
Don't say Gates.
It says don't say gay, and that's not even in the bill at all. Now you're confusing me.
Gates.
So before I move on, I guess my question of the day to you is: Mark Zuckerberg, robot, human? What do you think? You can comment below. We're going to be talking about this. All I can call him is someone of whom I'm not a fan. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about what's going on in China. I don't know if you know this, been praised for their handling of the COVID.
Yeah.
Of course, now they're committing gross atrocities of human rights against human rights in China. But, you know, it's redundant, but still, we'll have some funny clips. And important to know, anytime this show is not on YouTube, because there have been some interviews with Matt Gaetz that have been removed.
Really?
Yep. They've been removed from YouTube in the past.
Don't say Gaetz.
I can say Gaetz. You can follow us on Rumble or on Mug Club, where we have an entirely additional 1 hour show every single day. $69 for students, veterans, active military. And no show next Thursday, just so you know.
Gotcha.
So don't be looking for us on YouTube next Thursday, but Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. If you don't see us on YouTube, unless we otherwise tell you, just head on over to Rumble or Mug Club, because sometimes YouTube just says, remember how you ran your business? We're not going to let you do that anymore.
Ah, they're like U.S. government. I got it.
Yes, effectively. What else are we talking about today? We're going to be talking about Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, Brian Stelter. Oh, that's going to be fun. Brian Stelter. I forgot
Disney.
About that.
He's a huge Disney fan.
He's more so a fan of the Disney pedophilia.
Oh, there's that part?
Yes, he defends them on that.
That's a new park, huh?
Come on, Brett. Does anyone discuss with him the optics?
Yeah.
Well, he gets free cotton candy.
Yes, he does. And by that, I mean they literally hold him up by his feet like a swirly, just in the cotton candy machine.
Seven dwarfs.
How much can I fit? All of it. Who knew?
He's also the guy that sent all the other correspondents from CNN to Ukraine to cover the war live. It'll be great for your career. He's just
you guys are the Ukraine-Russia war correspondents, and I am the cotton candy correspondent.
That's what I do.
He's just hoping they don't come back.
We all have our thing, okay? Stop complaining, all right?
Moving on up.
We all put our pants on the same way, with one strap to pull it up at a time. Now,
one suspender at a time.
One suspender at a time. It's more of a strope, really. You know him, you love him. Gerald A. is here. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. My neck's getting a little bit better.
There you go.
When my neck hurts, it turns into a migraine.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I thought I was your headache cause most of the time.
Well, that was going to say you too.
Yeah. No, yeah. Thanks.
It also didn't help that you karate chopped my neck.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't know. By the way, congratulations on your black belt. Your mom's check cleared. And you know him. You love him. He's going to be in Rialto Square Theater on April 8th, Joliet, Illiana. And then he's going to be in Waukegan, Illiana, the Genesee Theater, April 9th. Illinois.
Illiana.
Shoot.
You said Indiana last time.
Did I say Illiana?
You said Illiana.
Admonish this guy.
I need a break.
It is definitely it's a kind of a place though, because there is a border there.
Well, it's close.
Jackson 5 are from Gary, Indiana, which is basically Illiana.
This is a really, really good sign for how the interview with Matt Gaetz is going to go.
I I think you have early onset dementia.
I do. I have whatever Bruce Willis has. Someone in an earpiece just needs to coach me on human interactions.
You and Joe Biden.
I may have to say the line. Like I understand what words are. So, Dave Lando, how are you?
Ahoy, how are you? Good.
Yeah. Well, obviously from the intro.
Yes, you're doing well.
So it's almost like a day when you host.
I know. Hey.
Paralysis.
I joke.
Oh, what's the Bruce Willis disease? Being a dick?
Yeah, well, it actually is that, too.
Well, yes. Who knew? Side effects.
I heard he's not a nice man.
Really?
Well, yeah, but come on. Can you blame him? I just realized I had a. Which, by the way, we have these tumblers at, I think, Crowdershop.com.
There you go, guys. Yeah. Go to Crowdershop.com.
All right. Before we move on to anything else, you can go see Dave. It's letterofcredit.com/tour. We have some dates ourselves. Tulsa's pretty... Check
so
their...
So close.
It's about sold out. If you don't buy it today, what's the date today?
Today is the 7th.
If you're not purchasing them today and the 7th, maybe the morning of the 8th, they're probably gone, but we are doing a fall tour that we'll add dates to, and there's still some tickets in Colorado Springs, so not a bunch. Yeah,
for the second show.
Yeah, for the second show.
Fast. Yes. All right. Those are going fast, too, though.
Before anything else, Will Smith, he's an actor. You know this?
Uh-huh.
Is he?
Yes, he's an actor. He's a professional slap fighter, track star, and now...
Yeah.
Clean rapper?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. You know, it's like, isn't it funny? It's like the Bill Cosby, like, I don't want to listen, Eddie Murphy. You don't have to use all the bad words. Hold on, I got to go rape. You don't use the F word. And Will Smith's like, I don't like putting bad words in my hip hop, but, you know, I like watching my wife copulate with other men.
Yes. I'll also swear at a guy after hitting him at an award show, but never in my music.
Right. Never in my music.
Like, wow, what a great man you are.
Getting dicky with it. So. He's a track star, he's an actor, and apparently now, I have not seen this, I guess he's a good tennis player.
I thought I was a good fighter.
Oh, Will!
That's why I hate non-contact sports.
Is that
my tennis
real?
Balls out your mouth?
I don't think that's what I don't think he would be wanting that. Keep my tennis balls out, put them in my wife's!
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch Jada's it. Over there.
Yeah,
and when she leaves, I'm gonna have fun with you.
Yes, because it's the Scientologist way. Let me test your thetans. Put your thumbs on this.
We boys for life.
Yeah, bad boys.
Bad boy. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so bad that I let my wife bring me up on a podcast called The Red Table and humiliate me in front of the world and demasculinize me by letting everybody know that she was sleeping with a 20-year-old rapper who was my daughter and son's friend.
Yes, I sat there and took it.
I'm a bad boy.
Wait, is that?
Don't you mess with me.
Is that real?
Yes.
Yes, it's real.
That's exactly what happened.
She slept with a rapper who was friends with their one of their children.
I knew it was bad. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Basically had to... kind of go back and say it was an open marriage to, you know,
cover
defend, yeah, to cover the tracks.
Like, I thought you were cheating on me. She's like, but I said that we were in an open marriage. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
Was this, like, fine print that he didn't read?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's, he could have anybody.
Yeah, he chose her.
Yeah.
Ugh. You ever see her in Gotham? She can't maintain an accent. They just wrote it out. Liam Neeson can do an accent. Liam Neeson would be better as that black female character in Gotham than Jada Pinkett.
Sean Connery would be better.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen The Penguin?
Have you seen my English-Russian accent? Yeah.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Can you do Midwestern?
That's not amongst them.
No.
That is not one of them.
I can attempt it, but it won't be the whole time.
Also, I can't really fight because I'm like 72, and I can't make movies other than ones where I fake like I can fight. By the way, I'm from Poughkeepsie.
Can you fast forward a kick?
Yes.
Yes, make it fast.
Just fast forward. Also, can you have a stand-in for the kick?
They're going to take you, and I'm fine with it.
Yes.
My back hurts.
They're going to take you, and I'm going to take some, probably Vicodin, and just zone out in the couch. That's what I'm going to do.
I paid them to take you.
Yes. I will find you.
And it's called left.
Yes. It's called left. All right. Speaking of left, leftists. See, there's a segue. Ooh,
also, I like it.
I'm doing an autobiographical film about the man who rode his Segway off a cliff. The problem is that's about the only really interesting part of the story is he invented the Segway, then he died on a Segway riding it off a cliff. And this happened in Arizona, which is where I'm from in this film. Arizona. That's my voice.
The most brilliant. Of the movie is me just laying there.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Dead.
Me laying there. Dead.
And then people laughing.
And then, yeah.
Paramedics going, ah.
Then I duct tape some broken glass to my knuckles and fight wolves.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. So, in a recent interview with Tim Ferriss, you know, this for a guy who always talks about the 4-hour work week, seems to be doing a lot more than 4 hours of work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Work week? 4 hours?
Yeah, that's what he said.
4 whole hours, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. These guys are just.
Robots are different than
us. They always want to find these excuses. They're like, you can work 4 hours. Like, you mean by selling everyone else on working 4 hours and you do seminars? Anyway, I don't have anything against Tim Ferriss.
I have to say that.
So, Tim Ferriss. And Mark Zuckerberg said that Mark Zuckerberg said in an interview with Tim Ferriss that Meta employees, and for you saying Meta, that's what he wants you to refer to Facebook. It's not a thing. It's like inventing your own nickname in a sport. You're like, I think I should be like the dentist skull crusher. They're like, how about Queerbait? That's T-bone. Your nickname. Your nickname is Queerbait. That's what it is.
Yes, okay.
It's fair. Joseph Queerbait Smith. Like, I was really thinking that I'd be like, what, Joseph One Punch Knockout. How about Joseph Nobody Likes You? Go change the toilet paper rolls in the men's room, Smith. So Mark Zuckerberg said of Meta employees that they refer to him, not knowing this is a bad thing, as the Eye of Sauron.
I do think managing energy is an interesting thing. I mean, some of the folks who I work with at the company, they say this lovingly, but I think that they sometimes refer attention as the Eye of Sauron, in that basically you have this unending amount of energy to go work on something, and if you like point that at any given team, you will just burn them.
I love it. They say that lovingly. It's like they say it lovingly at the office. They refer to me as Himmler.
Yeah.
A term of endearment. They say, there goes Mr. Himmler.
Yeah, it's weird when they call me Christ Killer. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, exactly. At first, I just thought it was anti-Semitic, but then it turned out it was just anti-Semitic.
Yeah, they call me shit for brains.
Yeah.
They throw shoes at me.
Right. You know, that's how you know they love you.
Yep.
Real team-building experience. I take them out to go-karts.
Yep. They call me Lockjaw because for some reason I talk like this.
Right. Yeah. It's just, you know, and sometimes, you know, they have their pet names. They have Lockjaw. They have, you know, Christ Killer, Asshole. And it's just they're all in good fun.
Terms?
Lloyd Christmas haircuts, even though I have billions of dollars.
Right. No idea why. I just, I'd rather, you know, wear a bowl.
Yeah.
Wear a bowl on a rotating chair.
Yep. I love Bill Gates. Love his hair.
I love it. He's like, if I focus on any one particular thing, I kill everyone on the team.
Right.
It's like, oh, good. You're CEO.
Such an awful person.
You first. So
I stole this whole idea.
Right.
From two guys.
I burned them too.
They call me Thief in the Night.
Right.
Because I took this all.
Right. They call me Don't Trust Him.
Yeah.
It's just, that's what my best friends call me.
Yeah, the closest people to me.
Yeah.
My own parents.
And I just refer to people by their private password because that's how I remember them when I can access their stuff. That's 4-3-2-1 right there. What should my nickname be? Give us a nickname for me, Gerald, Dave. What should our nicknames be? Comment below because, hey, it's fun. That helps with the YouTube algorithm. And make them as offensive as possible, particularly for Gerald.
We'll cover this in the chat for the Mug Clubbers.
That's true. Right. We will cover them for the chat Thursday. And the Mug Clubbers. And then we'll probably read the best ones next week from YouTube.
Okay.
Here's another story. Okay, we have Matt Gaetz on the show. We'll be talking about
Shanghai.
Don't say
Gaetz.
Fine. You know what? Fine. I'll just say Gaetz.
Leo Gaetz?
Bernie Gaetz. He's so good with the dog.
Huh? Bernie Gaetz.
Anything?
Oh, no, wait. Bernie Gaetz was the guy who killed the subway people. I was thinking of Davey Berkowitz. It doesn't matter. These references are not particularly timely. Yeah. I mean, they're timeless, really, but, you know, I mean, I'll find a way to shoehorn Cardi B in there.
Please do.
Please don't. Yeah. I'm done.
Well, yeah, not shoehorn so much as, you know, like crane.
The way she's been shoehorned into all of our lives?
Yes. The way they shoehorn her into her leather pants?
Yes.
Oh.
And by that, I mean ass funnel. They just... She has to slide down the McDonald's kid slide into a pair of pants.
Yes. Well, she's already at McDonald's, so might as well.
Have you had your break today? Is that still the slogan at McDonald's? Have you had your break today? What is it?
I think it's I'm loving it. Is it still I'm loving it?
Oh, well, that still works. She's definitely loving it.
I think it's sorry that all those Happy Meals cost your kid his eye.
Yeah, exactly. So, Brian Stelter, who I'm so glad is not off the air.
Yeah.
And if you genuinely, I want him to stay.
Me too. I have a recurring character.
Yes. And he's also, you remember when you were a kid and you had the cereal boxes, like you get like a dinosaur, you know, in Fruity Pebbles, and it would say, hey, it turns into a giant dinosaur, and you just put it in water, and it like grows slightly.
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
Right, but it looks bloated?
Yes.
Okay, so Brian Stelter was defending Disney against critics, calling the criticisms against the backlash. You'll understand exactly what I was talking about. To the LGBTQ acceptance. So he decided to go in to defend Disney. Here's Brian Stelter, Adwater.
The talking point on the right is about protecting kids from the dangers of...
Just enough bigger.
The Walt Disney Company. Really?
Yes.
But Disney is just a stand-in. It's just a symbol for something bigger. A conservative backlash to growing acceptance of gay and transgender people. But the media organs that profit from conflict are on a crusade now, working overtime to demonize Disney, claiming the company is indoctrinating and sexualizing children through movies and TV shows.
100%.
Yep.
I don't, I mean.
Any rebuttals to that?
Yeah, and he was like, they're just saying that they're sexualizing children.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're saying they're not? Well, no, they are, but you're saying that as well.
Yeah.
I believe my work here is done.
Yes. Do you have a Dr. Seuss shirt with a neck hole?
Yes. Also, do you have a Dr. Pepper? 19 yes. Dr. Peppers.
Yes, please.
I require them. Everyone knows I can't start my program without 19 Dr. Peppers. 2 liter, 19 2 liter Dr. Peppers. And my catheter.
Do you have my MRS?
Yes.
My catheter MRS?
I mean gym bag. It's my gym bag. I'm super straight. So again,
J-I-M.
It's just really bizarre that he decides to defend Disney on this. Just, you know what? Let's say that I get it. You really are hoping for Moana 2. Okay. Mm. You know what? Pick your fights.
He's like a Frozen 3 kind of guy.
Yeah, well, Frozen Yogurt 3.
Yes, I'm looking for custard.
I'd love a spinoff, Frosty with fries. You ever dip your fries in Frosties? No, I know they're trying to sell us on that. It's disgusting. It's says you.
It's good.
So, of course, by the way, it could also be CNN has its own history with pedophiles, right? They have, and not to mention all the other sex offenses that have taken place at CNN.
It's a lot of articles.
Well, that's just a scoop of them.
And the backlash against Disney is backlash against, and YouTube is saying this is a conspiracy, but it's actually against left-wing grooming of children. And by the way, isn't some new term that was invented by a QAnon cult? The term grooming is one that is used by people who traffic children or sex offenders with those who are underage to try and get them comfortable and desensitized to the idea of a hypersexualized situation. This is something I have experience with because Salon had an article. This was a long time ago. It was called "I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster." And we actually did some research and found this pedophile, and he was bragging about grooming children on message boards. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, Salon ended up pulling those articles only after the evidence was completely irrefutable. It was so insurmountable that, you know, they just removed it rather than apologizing. So grooming is a thing. It's an actual term that's been used for a long time. And people are now saying it seems as though Disney has gone so far and places like Netflix. But right now, Disney is more aggressive with the Florida not don't say gay bill. That's how they refer to it. That we now can appropriately refer to it as grooming. Here's the thing. The employees of Disney were the ones who said it.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to my not at all secret gay agenda.
Many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories.
They've been really open to exploring queer stories. Kind of the only way to have these canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters is to give them stories where they can be their whole selves.
It looks like a character that a woman would try to create in World of Warcraft, only it didn't work.
Yeah.
It looks like a character in World of Warcraft.
like the World of Warcraft character, but it can't actually wield the axe. But yeah.
Come on.
All right, just rape me.
I really didn't know which one that was.
Here's my impression of his dad getting a phone call from him. Voicemail.
Or just auto text driving.
Yeah.
Dad, you drive a lot. Yes.
Yeah, it's all I do, son.
It's all I do.
Christmas isn't again this year, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
How in the
I
world?
Thought it was over. Yeah, no, not for us.
No, I got it for the 19th time. Yeah. You hear that? I'm on a ventilator thing. Can't see you. Can't see
you.
Did
you notice what Brian Stelter said about this? So obviously he knows that this information is out there, but he says this is a pushback against us accepting LGBTQ and trans people specifically.
I love how he lumps them in together.
Accepting them. We're not accepting them by not teaching five-year-olds about this stuff, about sex. Eventually that conversation goes to sex.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's what he's trying to say.
That's why we're insensitive. They're always trying to go the intolerance route.
Right, exactly.
And I will. This is a question I genuinely have for people out there. I was just talking with someone the other day who became more of a conservative like in 2008. Voted for Trump, but lived in California, so wasn't really a conservative, wasn't right-leaning. And living there, said I had a lot of gay friends. I thought, okay, love is love, marry whoever you want to marry. And I understand that. I understand that people want to be empathetic. I do. I genuinely understand that people don't want to infringe upon other relationships. But I asked this person, I said, okay, so back in 2015, I believe, this was with Dave Rubin, he said, you know, when people like you and me, Crowder, are, you know, we're more libertarian and, you know, I know you're pro-gay marriage. And I said, no, I'm not. He said, what? I said, well, let me explain to you why I'm not. Civil unions, if you're talking about that, you're talking about property sharing, you're talking about wills, you're talking about hospital visits. Of course, absolutely. But here's the deal. I wish that government were not in the church running business and the marriage business, but they are. Government recognizes marriages between a man and a woman. Why? Because we understood before federal government, we understood before state government, before municipal government, we needed to have a form of self-governance. And the most effective form of self-governance is a nuclear family. We created these laws to recognize marriage to incentivize the best possible scenario for rearing children. Now, you may not like that, but that's why it exists. So I said, if we understand the historical context as to why that's marriage, this was, I believe, in 2015. I said, to say that men and women to say that anyone can marry is to say that men and women are fundamentally interchangeable. And I don't think that's a slope you want to go down. And here we are today. And I even said, before you guys say this, let me cut you off at the pass. What about people who are against interracial marriage? Well, I think this is something that a lot of people have felt maybe they felt but weren't able to articulate it. Most people who were against same-sex marriage back in the day were not against interracial marriage. Here's why. A man and a woman are far different than a man and a black man, or a white woman and a black woman. So assuming the same socioeconomic status, assuming, you know, no history of drug abuse, right? Taking an equivalent white woman and a black woman. I believe that a black mother can provide everything to a child that a white mother can. I don't believe there's anything missing there. Same thing, a black father, or a white father. I believe that a black father can provide anything that a white father can. I do not believe that two fathers can provide everything that a mother can. I do not believe that two mothers can provide everything that a father can. That's why marriage, man and woman, that's the ideal to raise children. It's very different from interracial marriage. And if you say, well, marriage is anything, that's the first step towards saying there are no gender roles. Men and women are fundamentally interchangeable. That was my argument back then. 2022, do you think that it holds water? And I asked this person the other day, I said, has this LGBTQ AAIP forced you to go back and re-examine? You know, I think it was Prop 12 when we were in California.
Yeah.
Forced you to go back and re-examine that. And she said, absolutely. She said, 100%. So I didn't really know. It was, I still would love for people to be able to have civil union, but looking back, I see that it was a slippery slope, and here we are, and I just can't believe it.
Well, and we've argued this, like you said, since 2015. We argued it before then. We argued it back in 2005 and 2010. Any time that this has come up, we're like, okay, be careful. It didn't take long.
Right.
It didn't take a generation. It took a matter of years for us to get to the clown show that we are living in today.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to know if people out there right now, many of you were not conservatives, right? You watching, you listening right now in 2015, 2014. Has it forced you to go back and look at these situations, which were once considered moral issues of the right, and go, you know what? Maybe they had a point. Comment below. So, while we're talking about Disney, they just admitted it on camera. Let me give you a briefer on their, well, sorry, a their, briefer only on, I don't have that much time. I can't go back to Walt Disney and his swastikas.
This isn't a long form.
Just the child sex offenses. 35 Disney employees have been arrested for child sex crimes since 2006.
What?
That's a real problem there.
17 were arrested in August 2021.
Just 17 at one time.
Yeah, a child predator sting.
Is this like a, they get like a package deal or something?
I guess they did.
Hell?
I mean, I think they threw a dart into a Disney conference table and they were just like, however many darts they threw, that's how many child sex offenders they hit.
It's them and Kyle Rittenhouse. Who knew?
So let me give you some specific examples just so you know, it's not an 18-year-old guy with a 17-year-old girlfriend. In October 2019, a guy named Oliver Lovat, Disney Cruise Line youth host, was arrested for lewd and lascivious battery of a child under 12 years old. June 2020.
How do you get that job?
Well, they have a not-so-secret gay agenda, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
So he just said, well, I'm gay, and they're like, well, we love you. That's fantastic.
I think they're probably giving softer background checks to someone who's LGBTQ AIP. I'm not even joking about that. I think they're going, make sure that we get them through. Like, oh, this guy did some hard time for rape. Well, you know what? We all made mistakes.
You can be youth host.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's an honorary position.
Unsupervised youth host.
Can you play an instrument? We'd like to put you in the next Disney rock themed program. Or you can just lip sync. You know what? We don't even need you to lip sync. We'll just get a Korean to do it.
Why do you call this part of your ship Neverland?
Yes.
That's
yes.
weird.
That's Epstein because Island, parents right are never to go here.
Yes, you never get out.
Big fan of Michael, are we?
Yes. And they have a chimpanzee on Red Wine and Xanax. So June 2020, Walt Disney World employees Justin Hazen and Arlandra's Sims arrested for possession of child pornography. At least they were arrested.
Yeah.
Know, unlike if they worked for the FBI.
Well.
March 2022, four Disney employees were caught in a child predator sting in Florida. It's sort of like with Kyle Rittenhouse, where he shot one multiple-time child rapist and then a domestic abuser. You just have to, at a certain point, go, wow, it's almost impossible to if you just slap the air randomly, you're going to hit a child sex offender if you're in a group of leftist activists.
Yeah. That's what I made the point a minute ago. It's like it's Kyle Rittenhouse and these guys doing a bulk deal. How did we know? Oh.
It's just so disgusting.
Known for a long time.
I mean, also, here's
what... It really is. It just bothers me so much. Yeah. Like, this is the stuff that you grow up on. This is the stuff that you're supposed to show your kids. You want them to learn. And it's just violated by these... It's gross.
Also, here's another question that we're not... How do you get to 17 arrested in a child sex ring at Disney? Do you have any idea if there... Let's say
but
there happened
like
to be...
a small project, too. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's like a little thing that they did. Maybe it was a day, maybe it was two. I don't know how long it was, but sting operations don't take very long.
No, they don't take very long.
And that's how many they were able to catch in a short amount of time.
Right, because they were meeting at the sex table. They were meeting at the sex conference table, the underage sex table. They had a plaque on the office.
Well, and think about how much Disney pays in taxes and everything else. Like, a lot of stuff had to go on before they were even able to set up that sting operation.
Well, that's how they found them. They were like, 12-year-old boys are not a write-off.
Yeah, they're like...
That's not a business. It's a business expense. No, it is. Well, it's a stress relief. If I can't have my 12-year-old boy, I can't do my work. All right, Mr. Pixar, I think this has gone far enough.
The degeneracy there.
But think, if someone in this
GHB
office...
for a mouse.
If someone in this office... were to even remotely suggest that they were attracted to minors. I'm not going to lie to you. That person would disappear.
Yeah, I'd kill him.
Yeah, that person would disappear. Let alone to recruit 17 people at the office. Think about that. They were comfortable enough to have 17 people in the Disney offices say, like, all right, okay, we're not going to... Not only confident enough to tell 17 people, but confident enough that there was so much buy-in from the other 17 child rapists that none of them would say a word. That's... I've never met a... Or maybe I haven't. I didn't know it. Child rapist in my life.
Yeah.
Let alone 17 in an open layout office.
I mean...
In their open layout offices. Right, just look over their shoulder every now and then.
Yeah. I walked in the security camera room, and they're just circling stuff like Madden, though.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this is my cup of tea.
See, here's a 12-year-old boy who... you know, but he looks like he's 16, so we're going to go back to the 9-year-old.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
Look at him.
Go ahead. Groom him.
I mean, is it any surprise? I mean, come on. The content that Disney has been putting out lately, and they have shown that their agenda is not family friendly. And I don't know that it ever really has been. There's been some times where maybe it was on the line, but, you know, there's things about, can you see the penis in the sculpture and the you know, whatever
that's
the poster
like,
is.
That's silly, though.
That's silly stuff. I get it. And I'm not saying that that was what led to this necessarily, but it's
like, I draw those on your car with my keys.
Yeah. You're the guy?
Yeah.
Are you the penis master?
Yeah, I know. What we told you it was hail damage.
That's what I told my insurance company as well. It was hailing rocket ships. They were rocket ships falling out of the sky.
I swear.
Yeah.
Imprinting on my car.
The guy in charge of Amazon.
I drove by a produce stand. He threw a zucchini. I don't know how this happened.
It's weird. And some oranges.
You know, like 11 zucchinis.
Yeah.
And several pairs.
And then it hailed curly hair on the...
Yeah. Well, I know.
But you're absolutely right. This is... Look. People didn't draw a line before. No one who has any history with child sex should be working in any type of an industry that involves children. Period.
Not
you're gone.
At all.
You're gone.
Not even the same zip code.
The fact that it's not a horrific penalty, and we've talked about that on this show before, it boggles my mind.
Right.
We don't protect our children in this society at all.
No.
No.
And I don't get it. And we all talk about it like we do, but we're not. We're very archaic about it.
Well, because you have to ask the question, what is innocence? And the truth is, innocence would also include a child not knowing about homosexual activity because they shouldn't know about private sexual activity. So this is just an extension of that, and that a teacher doesn't need to let you know what's going on in their bedroom when they go. But they consider that an abuse of human rights over there in Florida.
Yeah.
And now at Disney, they think, this is who I am. It's more, I want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable about what I do. Well, guess what? Maybe they shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, this is DeSantis' opportunity. Stand up. Like, there are some tax benefits that they're giving. And he actually made a statement that maybe it's time to revisit all of this. If they're not looking out for our community, why do we want that business here? So let's take away some of the incentives.
Yeah.
You guys want to leave California? We'll welcome you with open arms. You can screw that state up even more if you would like to. Sorry, Californians. We know a lot of you watch us right here. It's time to leave California.
Yeah, it is. It's time to leave. But that being said, just don't leave if you vote Democrat. Stay right there.
Stay right where you are.
Stay in your
Why would you? I don't even know why you would live in California, let alone Los Angeles, where it's like, oh, I bought a $4 million house. There's 9,000 homeless people living in front of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that there's anything, you know, I'm not trying to attack homeless people, but I'm just saying that.
Well, that's why you stay there, because they can attack the homeless people without repercussions.
Well, yeah, that's why.
At that point.
It's
It's a game that they play in California.
Terrible.
Yeah. It's just a sad thing. It's just this drugged out, disease-filled, horrible place,
just like New York. Hey, what is the commonality here? Now, before let me get to this. Before I know you're talking about Disney, and we have Matt Gaetz on the show today. I understand there were allegations.
Don't say Gaetz.
Okay, it's like we're in Texas. Gaetz. I can say it's just you're misconstruing the. You need to read the bills in the show, Matt, before we do the show, Dave. So, Representative Matt Gaetz.
Gaetz,
thank you. Don't say Gaetz, Joe.
Gaetz. There were allegations, obviously, last year about sex trafficking. So I want to address this. First off, people are innocent until proven guilty. What we just presented to you were people who were caught, people who pled guilty at Disney, or people who were convicted. Before you guys say anything, let me be really clear. There have been no charges, there have been no convictions, and there have been allegations. The only convictions that have actually taken place is Stephen Alford pled guilty on November 22nd for trying to extort $25 million from Gaetz and his family. That's the only crime that has actually been committed thus far.
So everybody's just basically, you know, throwing a lot of mud, and then somebody actually gets convicted for trying to extort someone.
Yeah.
Do you understand how that works?
And I understand that there's an investigation, but they're just like a lot of people in the Capitol. There have been no charges.
How
nothing
long has
brought
that investigation been going on?
It's been going on for about a year.
Very long time. I remember hearing about this from some people, and they were like, oh, the FBI is involved. Oh, this isn't gonna be good for you. And he's a left-leaning friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, that
And
matters.
I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't know a whole lot about this right now. And then, like, time goes by, and I'm like, hey, how about that investigation, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, hey, did you see the news?
Yeah, a year long.
This guy
long.
Tried to extort him.
Yes.
Weird.
A year long. It's like, but how could I maybe find pedophiles at Disney? I don't know. Maybe I'll just flip a coin.
Yeah.
There we go. 17. Who knew?
Yeah, have you gone there with a team for 3 hours on a Sunday?
Right.
Yeah.
Done.
They don't even honor the Sabbath. That's what's
it
most.
It pissed me off.
That's what's most offensive.
It's Shabbos, dude.
So something else too. People, I do appreciate when people are actually doing. So Governor DeSantis is actually doing something.
Yeah.
In Florida. And by the way, keep in mind that, you know, people think Disney World, Florida, but guess what? There's a lot of money going into Florida that has nothing to do with Florida, right? This is money that's coming
nothing
in internationally,
Disney, yeah.
coming in, well, even in the Disney company, there are people, you know, you have people raising money in New York to try and influence politics in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Florida should be, just like a country, should be advocating for the best interests of its people, so should a state. We really need to get to the point where states can be as independent as humanly possible so that you can see a clear difference. Florida, California. And that's about as close as you're going to get. Florida, Texas, California, they're pretty good comparison states as far as population size, as far as land mass, as far as diversity of population. And you can see some pretty stark differences. It's as close to a control group as you will get. You guys decide for yourselves which one you think is doing better. So going to Texas yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott, he's in a wheelchair, you know, announced a new plan to help address the state's illegal border crossing issue by pulling a fast one.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
So this is because we talked about this earlier this week and go to the show. Biden administration no longer is enforcing the immigration laws under Title 42 with the pandemic going on, a national health crisis. So he is sending illegal immigrants from the border, because Texas all the way into Washington, D.C., so that they can actually deal with it themselves over there in Washington,
wonderful, D.C. He's basically getting a little bit of his own medicine here.
And what's happening?
Hola. Is this Washington, D.C.?
No, this is not Washington, D.C. Who are you?
I was on a bus to D.C., and I had to get off because I needed to use the little Chico's room.
The Chico, you know, you can't use our Chico's. You can't use the bathroom.
You got to pay.
The Chico's room?
No, you can't use our ladies' room. That's not, of course not.
But I'm trans.
You're not trans. You're not, this is not
true. Yes, I'm the L and the G and the B and the T and the QRS and the T.
No, he's not just saying ABCs.
No, I said my ABCs.
Okay.
Next time,
get out. You have to go.
¿Dónde estás mis maracas?
I told you to leave, okay? I don't have your maracas.
No.
But actually, I do have your maracas.
Oh, wait, he does.
That was my bad. I'm sorry. I have your
gracias, señor Crowder.
Yeah, DC.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
All right.
There's a car that's been keyed you can use.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
It's Viva La Raza.
I know you're a kind man.
Don't even get him started on the conjunction junction. What's your function? He doesn't do it very well.
No, if you had just told him where his maracas were,
we could have avoided all of this. Yeah. I do love that they're sending them to D.C. And I know a lot of people saying, "Well, we need to send the National Guard down to the Texas border." Look, take the win where you can.
Yeah,
it's kind of trolling from the governor, but it's fun.
It's awesome. Well, I love it.
How many times too can you send in the National Guard for stuff like this?
Exactly,
it's enough already. Yeah. They've done enough.
Yeah, exactly. There's only
send
so much
them,
you can
send
do.
Them into D.C. See what they can do.
Yeah, well,
that's
I think
what
we know
you
what
wanted.
They can do.
Yeah. Let old empty head see what he can.
Let some congressmen and senators have to compete for their jobs.
Yes, exactly.
For someone who's willing to work for $4 an hour.
Probably do about the same job as AOC. Yeah,
they do a way better job.
Oh, they do probably a way better job if they did nothing.
Yeah, just sitting around.
So here's something else going on before we bring on Matt Gaetz. Don't say it.
Don't say Gaetz.
For 2 years now, we've heard this from the state media, who doesn't look out for your own interests. This is the idea of nationalism. And by the way, smash that like button if you're watching on YouTube, because YouTube doesn't like us. If you search for Steven Crowder interview with Matt Gaetz, guess what? You're not going to find it here on YouTube. So if you hit the like button, you leave a comment, it helps with the algorithm. So nationalism, people have tried to equate it with ethno-nationalism. They've tried to equate it with racism, right? They've tried to equate as though the only people who were ever nationalists were Nazis. And by the way, we ignore the part of their party title that's socialist. Mm. The National Socialist Party.
No.
So socialist. Being a nationalist just means that you're proud of your country and you look out for the best interests of your country. Now, here's the thing. All countries since the beginning of time have done that. That gives you a good idea as to which countries have done a good job. So even the crappy countries. And what do you mean crappy countries? You know, I mean like countries that are inferior to the United States, like most South American countries, most Asian countries. You know, crappy. So they look out for their own best interests. They just do so poorly. Nationalism, as it relates to Americans, means you think that America should put its own citizens first. For example, do we still have vets who need health care and they've served their country? Maybe they're homeless. Maybe we should help them before we send billions of dollars to the crisis going on in Ukraine and Russia.
Maybe.
Just a thought.
Yeah, just an idea.
Just a thought, right? Do we still have some debt? Maybe we should start paying that off before absolving all student loans so that everyone who went to a trade school or started a business gets to pay for someone's gender studies master degree. Just a thought.
Maybe.
So nationalism, do not let, I will tell you this, don't let anyone put you on your heels. I want you to reclaim that. Yeah, I'm a nationalist. I believe this is the greatest nation on earth because of how we treat people of all different races, of all different genders, all stripes, colors, sizes. That's why I'm a nationalist. What, you think it's better to be a nationalist in China for minorities? You think it's better to be a nationalist in Venezuela? You think it's better to be a take your pick, any other country. I just say that because I see it a lot. This is the tactic of the left. They equate nationalism with racism, with Nazism. Therefore, you should be ashamed and shut up. Don't shut up. Say, sure, I'm a nationalist. What else you got? So for 2 years now, we've had people who are internationalists, those who work in state media, those who work in your government, the elites, right, who line their pockets and aren't subject to insider trading laws, former ambassadors, shills, and of course those, now we can also discuss those in China, who have always discussed and sold you this false bill of goods, that China handled COVID superbly. Here you go.
If you really won't believe what people are saying, then you should believe what people in China are doing. In the past few weeks, stores and restaurants reopened. People are getting back to work. Hospitals are not overrun with patients.
I think that's an American faking a Chinese accent.
Yes. 2 months ago are full again. life is
surprised Dreamweaver isn't playing.
That is solid proof how the situation is improving in China. Can you really hide infectious disease in such a populated country?
Yeah. Yes.
Whether you believe China's data or not, it doesn't affect the people living in China.
But I wanted to really explore the reason why you think that China has done so well, and many Western countries have really handled it quite poorly. Now, I would suggest that it's a lot of it is down to the government and how serious they take it. Yeah.
Frankly, they're taking COVID probably more seriously than any other country. Zero lockdown is pretty serious. My Chinese friends tell me they don't mind zero lockdown. That is, they don't mind the inconvenience. They're tested virtually every time they turn around. Further supply chain disruptions, that's going to have adverse consequences economically in China, but also for the United States, because our supply chain is going to be a bit disrupted. So I take my hat off to how strongly China's working on this, better than we are, frankly, by far.
Yeah, there's a guy who's looking out for your best interest. Communist China is doing it. Now, here's the why. Communist China is doing it better because they're stripping their citizens of their rights, and their citizens are okay with it. I wish we were more like China. This guy was a representative of the United States citizens. Are you starting to get the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, the Easter Island and head was?
Yeah. He was a senator. He was also our guy in China. He was the ambassador to China. Oh.
So apparently things aren't going as swimming. And by the way, all references are available at LightEarthCrowder.com. Link is in the pinned comment, so you can go and watch more footage than you could see in a lifetime. Not working so well in China. Now, I would say, even if it worked out pragmatically, it would still be morally reprehensible because you don't have the right to lock down citizens and strip them of their rights.
Sure.
True. That being said, it still hasn't worked. How do I know? China now has the worst outbreak since the pandemic began. Yesterday, 20,000 cases, a new single-day record, 13,000 cases in Shanghai alone. And let me just say something. That's China's reporting, which means it's likely very low. Now, I know what you're saying. Why are you saying that, Stephen? Because they lie.
But here's the data that we were given in that.
No, let me clarify. The Chinese lie.
No, really?
The Communist Chinese Party, I should clarify.
The Communist
they
Chinese
like
Party,
to
yes.
lie.
Are you saying like how they lied at the beginning of COVID?
Yeah.
How they and said that it was started by the United States military.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. I don't trust them, not because I'm racist, but because they enjoy lying the way some people enjoy fine wines. Yes, Gerald.
Absolutely. Give me a guess how many people you think have been reported to have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic, according to that article that we referenced.
One guy in his red wagon?
China.
In China?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's hundreds of thousands? Do you think it's millions? Do you think it's tens of thousands? Give me your best guess.
This is a trick question because I'm willing to bet there's just one guy stuffed in a ballot box.
Yes.
How many are they claiming?
One.
One, yeah.
And they're saying...
Wow, this, I didn't even
literally,
know that.
They're literally saying in this article, now again, if you got to go fact check this and make sure, right? But the reporting here is saying one person has been reported to have died from COVID. Do you know how many from this new outbreak that's just so crazy? Zero.
Yeah.
Do you know what they also say? Most people, get this, from Omicron are asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Well, if zero people died, why would you have this reaction to it?
Ah, that's a good question.
Doesn't quite add up.
Right. Yeah. And you would also think that if our media was looking out for your interests, if they were nationalists, this is why I say nationalism is a virtue, they wouldn't be saying, hey, look at the great job China is doing. They would be saying, obviously, China's lying about the deaths. So we're going to do our job as reporters for this country and let you know that there are foul games afoot. There's some, we suspect, foul play in the Communist Chinese Party. We first thought so, maybe with the crematoriums, and then we thought it was all but acknowledged when we realized that they said there were zero deaths, and they had an institute titled COVID Research Institute, where we create infectious diseases. I'm paraphrasing. But if our media looked out for your interest, because look, this could actually not only save livelihoods, lives. How often has the media reported on China lying about their numbers? We have CNN on every day. Look, right now. We have CNN on right now. And that is likely a former Disney employee with that beard. Yes. This is what's happening right now on CNN. They never cover it. But they want to tell you how great of a job China is doing and how we should be more like them. There's no argument to be made that drifting the direction of China is any good. So according... I think that what's the next clip that we have? In accordance with China's zero COVID policy, they always love it. It's like the one child policy. They love putting numbers in their policy.
COVID. Yes.
One child. What about two? One.
Math.
How about three? One. zero COVID policy. Well, that's nice that you've said it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they think they're like Moses parting the Red Sea. They're going to stop like virus and it just goes away.
Oh, yeah.
Zero COVID policy. A city now, Shanghai, has 26 million people.
Oh, that's
Shanghai.
Nice.
They're now on full lockdown.
Oh, good.
We added the music because it was boring.
I like it.
No, it's a happy lockdown.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
To stay inside my house. I'm afraid of everything.
Mostly government.
Gonna drown my goat in a bathtub.
Don't do it.
And by the way, the streets are completely empty because anyone, I don't know if you noticed, who was breaking quarantine. This is a problem. They were sent to jail.
See? I told you so.
No, you said wet shirt don't break, not piss shirt Ben Barr.
Twist it. Hey, help. Okay, yeah, get it.
Well, at least they're having fun in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're learning about each other's cultures.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So when people talk about dystopian futures,
it's
already happening. And it's happening in the country that our political representatives, many of whom not only have financial ties, but they publicly praise. Or in Eric Swalwell's case, with whom he fornicates on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, it's his only spies. Option.
How is that guy still employed? He was banging Chinese spies, nothing?
He was asexual right up until then.
I mean, if I were banging Chinese spies, I'd expect to at least get audited.
I mean, Kennedy banged a lot of spies, and we saw what happened there.
Not Ted.
No. He just drove women into the river.
He was like, hey, I have international secrets. Like, haha, okay, you keep them to yourself.
Thanks, Ted.
Yes, you've drank those secrets away.
Yes. So Chinese authorities now, they're actually using drones as a way to what? To what? And I'll subtitle this for you. I'll do it as accurately as I can because it's in Chinese. Remind citizens to stay home. Please comply with our COVID restrictions. Control your soul's desire for freedom. Do not open the window or sing. That's what they're saying.
That's not creepy at all.
Do not open the window or sing.
That's pretty much the CCP party platform. Control your soul's desire for freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And there was one lady who was just opening that window like, I just want to say, oh, no.
No freedom.
Oh, there she goes. Where is her mask now?
They just have snipers. You didn't die from COVID.
No, exactly.
I bore it for singing.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, when in Rome.
It's not K-pop.
So if you thought that was creepy, the drones, check out this thing. That's completely unnecessary, by the way. You could just use a drone. That's just to intimidate.
That's horrifying.
Hold on.
Well, Sharper Image did go out of business. You had to do something with all of it.
Hold on, time. So we have perfected technology to have an autonomous dog-looking thing walk.
That's not an autonomous dog. It's a remote-controlled dog. Somewhere there's a guy in a rice hat going,
duct tape.
It can only turn left.
The megaphone to the top of it.
Yes, they have to duct tape a megaphone.
That's just to scare people because they want it to look like I Am Legend. The drones already do that job. It's a less effective drone.
We have a terrifying headless dog, but we don't have glue that works.
Or the idea of maybe building in a speaker.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
They duct tape a megaphone.
Maybe go to Bose or something and see if they can help you.
Next is just some animatronic goat with a Teddy Ruxpin on its back.
Yeah. What the hell is this?
I love you. Stay inside.
Like this caution tape.
You run out of robot dogs. Get real dogs. Get duct tape and speak and spell.
Put duct tape on. It worked just fine.
It's going to be a pigeon with a turntable on its neck. Now, this also may be the most insane thing to come out of China. Again, you just saw the media praising China. This is why this matters. The media doesn't have your best interests at heart. And of course, many of our representatives don't. If they praise China, the only acceptable words to follow if you're working in the American media, a reference to China, is condemnation. For almost anything, pick a subject. Condemn them. Because it's a communist Chinese party. Doesn't mean all Chinese people. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's the best thing you can do for the Chinese citizens as well, who are under the oppressive thumb of the communist Chinese government. A lot of us forget about them. Maybe the most insane thing that I've seen coming out of China, you know, who are doing a fantastic job, is they're absolutely insane. And I thought they were supposed to be good with science.
Well, me too.
The Chinese.
Yeah.
Their COVID testing methods. This is real.
Testing fish
who don't have lungs. They're testing a fish that doesn't have lungs, but then they give him a vaccine for their two inflamed hearts.
It is weird, but at least they're not like murdering pets or anything.
Oh, no. They, actually, I think I have some bad news for you.
What?
So, yeah, they're killing pets. All.
It says they're reconsidering.
No, no, no.
Exactly.
Nope.
They're reconsidering.
They're going
reconsidering.
To kill.
That's what the dog with the speak and spell taped to its ass said.
Exactly. They're reconsidering murdering your pets.
What, is that a talk boy on there?
Yeah. Hello, this is Peter McAllister peaking. The father.
I saw you smooching with my brother.
Pony Bob, Criff.
You both have COVID. You die.
So one of the biggest problems too that residents have there is, you know, they can't go outside. Which isn't all that, because if you go outside, you still find yourself in China. But
yes.
Since they can't go outside, they're running out of food.
Oh, wow.
And some are so hungry. Obviously, I think we have an overlay here. They're resorting to desperate measures. I have the tweet right here that I can read. Bring this up, overlay L, where it's they're talking about eating on WeChat, eating their black neighbor to survive the lockdown. Wow. I don't know if you know this, that the Chinese are incredibly racist. Here's the funny thing is they were talking on WeChat.
Uh-huh.
And the black neighbor was on WeChat.
Oh, no.
And so that's him responding. He's like, don't eat me. And they're like, LMAO. And he's like, you know Chinese?
Yeah. There's actually a translate button in the app.
Yeah. And then he says, why do you want to eat me?
Think about that. Like, hey, we can eat a black guy.
And he's like, what?
I meant... You great.
No, Daddy.
I have a black meal.
Have you for dinner, not have you for dinner.
Yeah.
Have you over.
Yeah.
That's all it is. The Chinese with black guests are just like a vampire. Like,
I think our dinner together will be delicious.
It's the most terrified guy in China right now. Yeah.
How do you feel about dark meat?
That's how do you feel about soul food?
Yeah.
I eat you. What? I have you. What? For dinner. Huh? I eat you for dinner.
Already ate all the pets.
On WeChat. And they didn't check. It's the only guy in China on WeChat with a black avatar. Like, who are you? Bob Sapp? No.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not Bob Sapp.
No, I'm the guy you've seen 1,000 times.
Yeah.
In your building.
And hurled racial slurs.
The guy who's a head taller than everybody else in your
you've
building.
You've seen me. Yeah. You know, than anybody in the country.
Like, oh,
Goliath, that's you.
All right, right.
I thought you were David Robinson. No, I already told you I'm not. You're all David Robinson.
Twin Towers, nope. Mm-mm.
And contrary to what the media and many people like the former ambassador claimed, I don't know if you know this, people in China are actually getting as fed up as people in China are allowed to get fed up with the zero COVID policy. Here they are. They're still very polite. If that was Detroit, that cop car would be on its side.
Oh, for sure. This is disgusting.
It's absolutely terrible. And, you know, where's the left speaking? The NBA won't even mention what's going on in China, but they'll...
Oh, of course not.
They'll support Colin Kaepernick in taking a knee. And so this begs the question, well, why aren't they reversing their policy as far as the lockdown policies? Well, this is, again, it's political because Xi Jinping, he is up for a party reelection. And for those of you who don't understand, the person is selected by their party there in China. And if he's seen as weak, he's probably not going to get that seat. Yeah. So this is about political expediency. It's about the fact that they've made such a big deal out of this. They have to keep it alive in order to maintain any votes. And we see that here directly in the United States, right? They're sort of bringing it back out. In other words, if we go into the midterms and COVID is no longer a thing, that is the worst case scenario for Democrats. And that's why this story that you're hearing in China and the political ramifications may sound eerily familiar to the rhetoric that you hear from our scientific experts in the United States.
We need to be prepared to pivot and perhaps go back on some of the mitigations, like masking if required. I hope we don't need to go there. I hope we don't. But if we do, we need to be prepared to be flexible and really taper and guide our actions according to what the data show.
Yeah,
be flexible. No.
Need to be flexible. Okay, touch your toes, no. Go jump off a bridge. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
Do how about this? Go jump off a bridge first.
I am the science. Oh.
Tries to play it coy. He's like, this is what could maybe happen. I hope we don't.
Yeah.
I really hope maybe. That I don't get elected permanently a scientific equivalent of tenure where I have control over everybody. I really hope that I'm not granted the right to access all of your private records. I really hope we don't have to do lockdowns. It's on the table, but I hope it doesn't have to happen. I am the science, by the way. Have you heard? Yeah. That's what they nicknamed me. It's like, no one nicknamed you that. Well, myself that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people I really hope I don't make a new disease that gets out there and I don't tell anybody about it and you all get it and then I lie for a while.
And I really hope that they don't make me a backup pitcher for the Yankees after they see what I did. Yeah. After they see it.
I got a very limp-wristed toss.
Yes.
It's very good. I made a baseball card.
I had it immortalized on my desk. It's the first thing people see when they enter my office.
I got to have a pinch hitter. When I go to pick up the bat, I tip over.
Yes. I also have to have a pinch hitter for my wife. She gets lippy. Now,
Will Smith does my wife.
Can I bring something up in this? One of the reasons that people were getting so pissed off in China was that they were starting to separate kids from their parents if the parents weren't positive and the kids were.
Right.
Right?
That's cool.
Literally. So here's the thing. Dave and I were talking about this at the table before the show, and I was like, yeah, so Dave, if you're test negative but your kid tests positive, the government comes in and forcibly removes them from you, period. Babies and kids.
Right.
Just get that in your head. That's what the Chinese government is doing. For anybody out there that's supporting them, think about that.
Well, this is again
an asymptomatic disease.
Yeah.
In their own words, no new.
This is an extreme example of what the left wants. The state is more important than the family unit. That's what I was talking about earlier. As far as marriage, as far as why we have marriage laws, because self-governance can only take place if you have a strong family unit. In China, the state takes priority. Right. Takes precedent, not precedence. Precedence over the family unit. So I want to make sure.
Get that one right?
Yeah, Bill Richmond will get mad at me.
He will.
It takes priority. It's the fast lane over the family. Well, what do you see here? You see this exactly happening in Florida. All parents are saying is we want the right to teach our own children about sexuality, about sexual orientation and gender. And you have people protesting and funneling in money to the state simply for the reason that they believe teachers, public school teachers, you know, public servants, should be able to teach your children about sexuality because they know better than you do. So you have the extreme example, China, they remove kids from their parents because they know better than the parents. Then you have a softer example. You see it happening in Florida where teachers know what's better for your kids. Not only teachers, but crony corporatists at Disney know how to raise your children better than you do. And that's why, look, we can raise awareness. And this is the only comedy show that did not officially endorse Hillary Clinton. But we cannot enact policy here. We can hold people accountable. We're going to have this guest on in a little bit. Let me know, Token Allen, when we get him up here. But first, let me set this up. Yesterday, we covered a pretty heated exchange. It's been making the rounds everywhere between Representative Gates and Secretary of
Gates.
You don't understand the law. So Representative, you know who, Matt, when he comes on, you don't need to do it.
All right, I won't, but
until then, that's fine. I appreciate you holding me accountable. I appreciate it. So Representative Matt Gaetz and Secretary of Defense Austin over the increased wokeness that you see, the social engineering, the far left social engineering in the military. Here's a recap.
I am certainly aware of briefings that we provide to Congress.
But it's not just the hypersonic. It's all over the world. It's in Taiwan, where China last year flew more sorties than ever before. It's North Korea, on pace to shatter prior records, the number of missiles that they are testing. And so while everyone else in the world seems to be developing capabilities and being more strategic, we got time to embrace critical race theory at West Point, to embrace socialism at the National Defense University, to do mandatory pronoun training. Do you accept?
You know, it's again, this is the most capable, the most combat credible force in the world. It has been, and it will be so going forward.
Not if we continue down this path.
To do that.
Not if we embrace socialism.
The fact that you're embarrassed by your country. By
No! I'm embarrassed by your leadership. I'm sorry. I am not embarrassed for my country. I wish
it's
we were not losing to China.
It's
I wish
what you're saying.
You know what? That is so disgraceful that you would sit here and conflate your failures with the failures of the uniformed service members.
So just to give you some information for those who missed yesterday's show, I recommend you go and watch it if you want to learn about what's going on in the military a little bit more. The Navy encourages reading from critical race theory scholars, or as the left says, not a thing, not a boogeyman. No. Actual critical race theory scholars, founders like Ibram X, or Ibram X Kendi, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's one of those, it's a bullshit name, it's a TV name. Lectures on white rage at West Point, they change fitness standards for women, replacing leg tucks with planks. People can now walk 2.5 miles instead of jogging. This is what we've done. And that was a long way around to say create the most effective fighting force in the world.
Yeah. Well, and that was his whole point. And again, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I just wanted to say, like, it's crazy that we, and I see that on CNN too, that we have Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, come on, let's check. Nancy Pelosi, positive? This is going to get, she for just COVID? Tested positive for COVID, but point. She's asymptomatic, and that's because she has no heart. Let's see.
No longer taking place. Now, in a statement put out by her spokesperson, she says she's vaccinated, she's fully.
Oh, I thought this, she was out talking. Or is this live?
But she will take,
or are they just showing B-roll of Nancy Pelosi?
I think that's how does B-roll. A virus get in with all that alcohol in her body?
Yeah, I know. She thinks she'd be a walking natural disinfectant.
Right. It's just. It must have had some sort of Trojan horse to get it through those.
She's going to be patient zero for the next strain that actually does wipe us out.
Thanks right. Yeah, lot, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's going to find a way around.
If it can survive in her body, we are all doomed.
Yes, we are absolutely doomed. As a matter of fact, when she blows a .18, that's just blood. It's 0.18 actual blood percentage.
That's sober for her. Yeah, that is they go 0.18 and then up.
No, I mean, it's 0.18 is the percentage of actual human plasma as opposed to alcohol.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
That's her highest level of non-alcohol in her veins.
Yeah, if she blows that, she could drive a car.
Right, yes. Now, and this is also, we have Representative Matt Gaetz who's going to be on. This is also, just so you know, this is why we don't often have politicians on the show because
they have a busy schedule.
Well, no, not that. This is a live show. And you guys can see on CNN, people are used to, and little known secret in this industry, none of the live shows are actually live.
What?
Yeah, none of them are live. And people, you know, are like, well, I'll get to it when I get to it. So we'll give Representative Gaetz another, let's say we'll wait another 7 minutes. And if he can't make it, then I guess we'll go to Mug Club and chat. Yeah. And you guys can let him know if you want him to come on the show. But come on, guys. We need you to hit your marks. We need you to hit your marks. We are live here on this program. You were about to make a point here before we realized it.
So Secretary Austin made the declaration that we are the strongest, most effective, you know, most powerful military in the world right now. And this what we are doing right now will continue that. And that was the point that Representative Gaetz was making, because we are not in Florida. He was making the point that if you keep going down this road, that we won't. And we talked about this a little bit more in depth yesterday, but what I want to focus on is he's trying to deflect from a serious problem. There are people in our government who think that your plan, Secretary, is not going to produce the fighting force that we will need in the future. And instead of addressing their concerns, instead of saying, we're not behind on these things and here's why, it's you. I'm sorry that you're embarrassed for your country.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a headline. He is a politician and nothing else in that moment.
This forces me to ask people this. You know, I just asked you the question about LGBTQ AAIP and if that's forced you to reexamine your position on same-sex marriage back in the day, or at least go back and say, you know what? Some people had a point, even if I disagreed with it. I've always been against women in combat, not women in the military, women in active combat. Yeah. I still am. I explained to you why I was back then, and not just because of the lowering of physical fitness standards, also because of the dynamic that changes. And we had on this program, you can go back to when this was on radio, on this YouTube channel, probably 2014, Sergeant Catherine. And she said, I don't want any women in my platoon, because what happens is the men who would move on in another scenario, right, this whole idea of never leave a soldier behind, well, that's not really true, often do have to make judgment calls where they leave someone and try and leave somebody maybe with them to keep them safe. They have to make these decisions, and they wouldn't be willing to make them if it was a woman who was harmed. And the reason why? Well, it's anti-patriarchy. It's because men don't want to see women on the battlefield harmed. We're actually, by and large, going to war, at least throughout history, to protect our women and children.
Yeah, absolutely. Women and children first was a thing a long time ago, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I don't think women should be in combat. Jack on the Titanic.
Right. And by the way, she really quickly pried his frozen hands from that wrap. Yeah. Like she could have given it a couple of minutes.
He's like, I'm not
she's
dead
an awful
yet.
Person.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, you're still shivering.
Your love is like warming me.
It's an old man's Velcro shoes.
Yeah. I want to draw you. You know what that was? Porn back then.
Yes, that was porn back then.
Mm-hmm. She's a piece of garbage. Live to be 100 to tell everybody the story of what a piece of crap she is.
Yep. And then she threw that, you know, she threw that heart into the ocean. It's like, couldn't she get you have your kids?
Yeah.
Couldn't you, like, you could pay for their college?
Yeah. There's some reason why you had that.
They were all awful.
You threw it at a corpse? Yeah. Why didn't you save him?
Yeah.
Maybe he could have grabbed onto it, gotten the life raft.
You know what? Maybe you should have just kept your mouth shut and stayed with Billy Zane.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't think women, you guys can comment below. I don't think women should be in active combat. And why? Well, now we're at the point where we're trying to build stretchier maternity suits for women who are in their third trimester, right? We've talked about that. We have that clip from former Vice President Joe Biden.
Yeah.
When my wife was pregnant, they said not to fly, period. I'm like, you're putting them in fighter jets?
Do you know the G-forces and what that can do to you?
Yeah.
Just the vibrations alone, the hitting, like landing. I mean, maybe if you're trying not to have a kid.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that, though, to a pregnant woman. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
No. Well, that's what we're doing because we want to be tolerant. Like, look, just because I'm pregnant means that you don't think I can be up there in a dogfight?
Correct.
Well, it's, yes, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Well, I mean, no, you can, but the child will die. Right. So, you know,
hey, according to the science of you not wanting to have a goofball.
Right. That's what we would think.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so I don't know if we have anything.
Why do you think he stutters and swims in circles? Oh, because you're a hero.
Right, yes.
Because we couldn't have put anybody else up there. And your comment, like the G.I. Jane thing, right? So your comment about, well, we don't want...
That was Chris Rock's comment. But
No, I mean the comment...
Don't get anybody punched,
no.
Jared.
No, G.I. Jane 2 is what he was referring to. I'm going back to 1 when it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Going back to the horrible film where she fights the male instructor at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Because
remember, she's like, all right, let's do this. It's like, do you have any idea how swiftly he would just harm you?
Yes.
Yeah. Irreparably?
Done.
Just hits her once and the movie's over?
Yeah. It's like, we should have just done this for a lifetime.
Wow.
Well, you made the argument like we want to defend women. And they're like, no. So the response you get from the left is, no, just treat them like male soldiers and let whatever happens, including rape and including all these horrible things, just let it happen.
Then we said, okay, but like, well, we didn't mean make them do pull-ups.
We did, yeah, exactly. So you say, okay, but then transfer that into society. So you want us to just treat, you don't want to be treated like a man. You absolutely do not want to be treated like one of the fellas.
No, of course
not. Okay. We are absolutely crude and rough with one another growing up throughout life. You don't want to be in that pool for a very good reason.
Yeah, well, I don't think that women understand that men fight each other for words.
Yeah, I've got
friends. That happens. Like
friends.
Them's fighting words. That's not really a thing often with women.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with women before where they've gotten really, really aggressive. And I've said, look, just so you know, if you were a friend of mine who was a guy, I would be hitting you.
Are you saying you want to hit me?
No, I'm saying that the only reason you're talking to me that way is because you know that I won't. Gerald wouldn't be able to talk to me that way.
Right.
They will get hyperly aggressive and personal. Not all women, but I'm just saying women don't understand. That's how men interact. And guess what? There's a place for that in the military. You want bridled barbarianism.
Yeah.
In the military. That's what we've looked for since the beginning of time. Take any example. The Ottomans, the Mongolians, the Spartans. Any example. The American military up until relatively recently. But you think you make a military stronger by making them more sensitive?
I often say to men, if you were a woman, I'd strike you.
Yeah.
Well.
And then they say, if you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can... And then you're like, just stop it.
That's just not happening.
Just stop
all the time.
You and your cloak.
And you want us,
I wear a cloak because it looks good on me.
It's built into us to defend. And so if a line is being crossed, you're asking us to go against what we have been trained to do that honestly will protect you in the future, right?
Yeah. It
will, if you're in a situation, you want your man ready, willing, and able to stand up for you and defend you and your family.
Absolutely. Look, and this is a question to the women out there. What kind of a man do you want? Do you want a man who is easy always during times of peace? Or do you want a man who might be a little bit more difficult during times of peace, but is also someone who can be a man during a time of war? I think we're going to have to go to Mug Club here. Are you saying?
We'll have to go to Mug Club. I think he's 5 minutes out.
Well, you know what? We're just going to have to do it another time here. Let Representative Matt Getz know that it's a live program. We appreciate it. Comment below if you want us to bring him on here sometime soon. We apologize. No hard feelings, but we have a show to run, and actually we really have to do our chats because we promise that to our audience every single Thursday. We need to give them a full half hour. So, sorry. Love you. Ish. I don't know you, Mr. Getz, but I hope that you're well.
Gates.
And if we get you
it's
on Gates. Why? Because he said don't say Gates.
No,
see, if
Gates.
I say it, it's going to screw me up. Comment below if you want us to bring him on here next week. YouTube, you can piss off.